Oshta sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. One day I was talking with a patient about the various things she needed to clear from her past. She spoke of how she was constantly taken advantage of by friends and family because of her wealth. She talked about one friend in particular who called distraught and panicked over her financial situation and was in desperate need of help. Instead of lecturing or reprimanding her on money management skills, she asked her friend to come over and together they would get her situation straightened out. Her friend was having enough trouble managing her bills and was not in a position to enjoy the so-called luxuries of credit cards, loans, or even a car payment. I mean, when you think about it, credit cards are a luxury and not everybody has them, just because of their financial situation. She was also a single mother of two and was having difficulty finding a job. The money she needed was a relatively small amount, so my patient gladly gave her a loan to alleviate the current crisis. When they sat down together, she told her friend that it was a loan and that she could repay the money $5 a week, $10 a month, or however and whenever it was easiest for her, but not to worry about it. Several months had passed since the loan and she had not heard a word from her friend. She even tried to call a few times, but never seemed to reach her. Now the relationship became severely strained after everything she had done for her. I asked her why she loaned her friend the money in the first place, and she said, because I wanted to help her. Well, didn't you? I asked. Yeah, she said back. Challenging her motivation for giving, I agreed that she did help her friend. And if she had an attachment to the money, or if the assistance was conditional, she might want to rethink who or what it is that she serves. If she wanted recognition after everything she had done for her, then she gave for all the wrong reasons. Or did she just want repayment? If money had come between their friendship, then the amount of money loaned was the value of the friendship. Folks, it all boiled down to the number on the dollar bills. If she was willing to lose a friend over $10 or $1,000, then that was the selling price of the relationship. Folks, this friend of hers was in no position to even afford to repay $10. I've been in that place before. I know what that's like. It's embarrassing, and it doesn't feel good. People who don't have money for rent and the electric bill and food, they're in dire straits. They can't go to a bank. They need a friend. They need somebody to help them. Banks loan money for luxuries and desires. Was she a bank or was she a friend? Now she was feeling the unconscious value they both placed on their friendship. She admitted she knew that her friend needed help, but she chose to wait until her friend approached her rather than just volunteering any assistance. She agreed to speak to her friend and use the opportunity to take their friendship to a higher level. When Jesus said, "Ye cannot serve both God and mammon," his intent was not to deny the reality of human needs, but to remind us all that we need to do all things for and through his name. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Denada gohayan. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.